Valentine Hart. A few days after I gave Penelope a homemade Valentine and she said she forgot it was Valentine's Day, my dad's best friend Eugene was shot in the face in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven in Spokane. Way drunk, Eugene was shot and killed by one of his good friends, Bobby, who was too drunk to even remember pulling the trigger. The police think Eugene and Bobby fought over the last drink and a bottle of wine. When Bobby was sober enough to realize what he'd done, he could only call Eugene's name over and over, as if that would somehow bring him back. A few weeks later, in jail, Bobby hung himself with a bedsheet. We didn't even have enough time to forgive him. He punished himself for his sins. My father went on a legendary drinking binge. My mother went to church every single day. It was all booze and God, booze and God, booze and God. We'd lost my grandmother and Eugene. How much loss were we supposed to endure? I felt helpless and stupid. I needed books. I wanted books. And I drew and drew and drew cartoons. I was mad at God. I was mad at Jesus. They were mocking me, so I mocked them. I hoped I could find more cartoons that would help me, and I hoped I could find stories that would help me. So I looked up the word grief in the dictionary. I wanted to find out everything I could about grief. I wanted to know why my family had been given so much to grieve about. And then I discovered the answer. Grief, a noun. When you feel so helpless and stupid that you think nothing will ever be right again, and your macaroni and cheese tastes like sawdust, and you can't even jerk off because it seems like too much trouble. Webster's Dictionary, copyright forever. Okay, so it was Gordy who showed me a book written by the guy who knew the answer. It was Euripides, this Greek writer from the 5th century BC, a way old dude. In one of his plays, Medea says, "What greater grief than the loss of one's native land?" I read that and thought, well, of course, man, we Indians have lost everything. We lost our native land, we lost our languages, we lost our songs and dances, we lost each other. We only know how to lose and be lost. But it's more than that, too. I mean, the thing is, Medea was so distraught by the world and felt so betrayed that she murdered her own kids. She thought the world was that joyless. And after Eugene's funeral, I agreed with her. I could have easily killed myself, killed my mother and father, killed the birds, killed the trees, and killed the oxygen in the air. More than anything, I wanted to kill God.